Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. Joseph, to whom Mary was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. At the centre of the account of Jesus' birth is a man about whom we know very little. Joseph was the legal father of Jesus, and Matthew's gospel begins with Jesus' family line through Joseph. But after the birth of Jesus, we meet Joseph on only one occasion. That was when the family went for a Passover visit to Jerusalem when Jesus was 12 years old. We get the distinct impression that Mary was a widow by the time that Jesus' public ministry began. One verse in the New Testament tells us that Joseph was an artisan, and it's been generally assumed that he was a carpenter, but we can't be sure even of that. He could have been a worker with iron or stone. Although we know so very little about this extremely important man, we know about his character. He was described as a righteous man, which means that he was concerned to be obedient to the law. But that made life incredibly difficult for him, because he was engaged to a woman who was pregnant. Engagement at the time was a much deeper commitment than it is these days, and it could only be brought to an end by death or divorce. When a woman who was engaged became pregnant by another man, the original penalty was death by stoning, but by this stage it had become divorce. So according to the law, Joseph was obliged to divorce Mary. But he was clearly a gracious and sensitive man, and although he was eager to obey the law, the last thing he wanted to do was to disgrace or humiliate Mary. He resolved that the best course of action was to divorce her quietly. An angel was just about to step in and change things, but I warm to the way in which Joseph set about handling this incredibly awkward situation. Life is full, I suggest to you, of awkward situations and challenges. I thank God for the Josephs of this world, who are good and honourable people and are always striving to do what is kindest and most honouring to God. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to live so close to you that we will always make wise and careful decisions. Amen. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.